And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Wait a Minute. I shall read from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 at verse 31. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for this hour and for this day. We thank Thee that Thou hast kept us and spared us to this moment. We thank Thee for our city, for our state, and for our nation. It is our prayer today that revival would break out in this land, that America would turn back to Thee, would honor Thee and honor Thy day, that the people of Fort Worth would experience something in the days of the summer, that on this particular day, Revival Rally Day, may there be a great movement toward Thee, a great turning toward Thee in these dark and dismal days. We pray that Thou wouldst stir the hearts of the governmental officials, the President, the Congressmen, the Supreme Court Justices, our Governors, our Mayors, our City Fathers, all across America. May men have an awareness of our need for Thee and our dependence upon Thee in these dark and gruesome days in which we live. Send a revival to America at any cost. Send it to Fort Worth. Send it to our own lives, whatever the cost and whatever the price and whatever the sacrifice, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 at verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait a minute. What are you doing right now? You know, we're living in a very impatient hour. Most of us are lacking when it comes to patience. But you know, I believe God can give us patience if we'll learn the joy and the secret of waiting upon God. The psalmist said in Psalm 27 at verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall renew thy strength, or He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Again in Psalm 40 at verse 1 we read, the psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. We in the 20th century, in an hour that we rush headlong into our business, into the day's activities, must learn to wait upon the Lord. We must wait patiently for God. We must wait purposefully for Him, and we must wait penitently upon Him. There are four things that will happen when we learn to wait upon the Lord. They are all embodied in my text. Let me share them with you in the next few moments. First of all, when we wait upon the Lord, we renew our strength. You know, at our strongest, we are very weak. We need the power and the strength of the Lord. Paul writes to the Christians at Ephesus, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Beloved, we are in a struggle today. We're in a battle today. It's righteousness against unrighteousness. It's truth against error. It's light against darkness. And we need the strength of the Lord. When are we going to learn that it is not by might nor by power, but by the strength of the Lord that we can win the battle in which we're engaged? Abraham went forth to war against five kings in the strength of the Lord, and he came back with the victory, bringing the spoils of his conquest. David went forth to fight Goliath in the strength of the Lord, and David brought home the giant's head. The Apostle Paul went forth into the arena of spiritual war in the strength of the Lord. Therefore he could write, "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, in the strength of the Lord, we can win the victory. In the strength of the Lord, we can defeat the devil. In the strength of the Lord, we can go forth as a mighty army, claiming the victory that Jesus Christ has already won for us. We must learn to fight the good fight of the faith in the strength of the Lord. We know today that the power of the devil is very strong. In fact, his power is next to God's power. The devil is mighty, but God is almighty. We can win that victory then when we go forth in the name and in the strength and in the power and in the spirit of our great God. God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think. God is able to bring us to victory today. God is able to send revival to America. God is able to send revival to our city and to our churches and to our lives. And we believe God will do it when we meet God's condition and when we go forth to fight the fight of faith in the strength of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 at verse 25 we read, "As thy days are, so shall thy strength be." God promises us strength day by day, not week by week, not month by month, not year by year, but day by day, God has promised to strengthen us. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread, our daily sustenance, our daily strength." God is able to give you this moment, wherever you are, whatever battle you're engaged in, whatever problem or difficulty that faces you in this hour, God is able to give you strength to win the victory. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." And beloved, I believe we can say the same thing today. We too can win the victory. We too can do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ who strengthens us. The second thing that comes with waiting upon the Lord. When we learn to wait upon the Lord, we can mount up with wings as eagles. The eagle soars above the muck and mire of the world. The eagle is a symbol of courage, of power, of freedom, of strength, of skill, and bravery. The Romans used the eagle as their symbol. So did the Germans, the Austrians, the Russians, and of course we in America have the eagle as our symbol. A symbol of power, a symbol of courage. So when the prophet says we shall mount up with wings as eagles, we can see immediately that in the strength of the Lord, as we learn to wait upon him, we too can mount up with wings like eagles and go above and go beyond all of the problems and all of the difficulties and all of the traps that have been set for us by the devil. You see, the devil is our enemy. The devil wants to defeat you today. The devil will do anything in his power to discourage you. The devil will do anything in his power to keep you away from God's house today. He will do everything that he can to keep you away from the Bible and away from the truth and away from God's people. But you must learn that in Christ you can defeat the devil. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Only in the strength and in the power of the Lord can we overcome Satan in this hour. And when we learn to wait with patience, to wait with purpose, to wait with penitence upon the Lord, we, like the eagle, can soar above and beyond and rest in the Lord Jesus, overcoming, winning the victory that he has promised to give us. That's only when we learn to wait upon the Lord. Are you waiting upon the Lord today? Or are you running ahead of God? Are you setting your own dates and your own time and your own clock and your own calendar? Wait upon the Lord. Wait, I say, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. A third thing comes to us when we learn to wait upon the Lord. When we wait upon the Lord, we can run and not be weary. The Apostle Paul characterizes the Christian life as a race. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us. We are in a race. We're running toward the goal. Our goal is to be like Christ. John wrote in his third epistle of his first epistle, chapter 3, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He doth appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And beloved, that's our goal, to be with Christ and to be like Christ. And as we learn to wait upon the Lord, we can accomplish this. We can run the race. We can win the prize. And one day we'll be with Christ and be like Him forever. Then there's the fourth thing that will come to us when we learn the secret of waiting upon the Lord. When we learn to wait upon the Lord, we can walk and not faint. Another characterization of the Christian life is the walk. So many times in the Scripture, our Christian conduct, our Christian deportment is compared to a walk. In Ephesians chapter 4 at verse 1, Paul says, Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. In Romans 13:13, Paul wrote, Walk honestly as in the day. In Galatians 5:16 we read, Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:2, Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. In Colossians chapter 4 at verse 5 it is written, Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. In the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 at verse 6, we are admonished to walk in His ways. Then in Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, Walk as children of light. Jesus admonishes us in the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, at verse 35, to walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. To walk with God, no strength is wasted. Walk on. To talk with God, no breath is wasted. Talk on. To wait on God, no time is wasted. Wait on. The joy of waiting upon the Lord. Wait a minute, my friend. What are your plans for this day? Have you included Christ, the Bible, and God, and the church in your plans for today? You would not dare leave God out of your life, would you? It is a dangerous thing for you to ignore God. It is a dangerous thing for you to leave Him out of your life. Wait a minute. Learn to trust the Lord, to depend upon Him, and He will deliver you in this hour. I have a footnote and I shall be through. The best way to learn God's will is to wait upon Him. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the closing moment of the broadcast today, I want to re-emphasize the importance of this day. This is Revival Rally Day at Worth Baptist Church. We are beginning our summer season, spiritual renewal in summer revival. We would like for you to share these blessings with us today. come today and come praying that God would awaken America, that God would revitalize His men in the pulpits, that they would preach with the power of the Holy Spirit today. Would you like to be a part of a spiritual awakening, a spiritual revolution, a spiritual renewal in summer revival? Then come today and share the blessings of God with us on Revival Rally Day at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.